Day 21. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Rising Sun. Full midday. The Eternal Word is in our midst. The Soul to our Queen Mama. Most sweet Mama, my poor heart feels the extreme need to come on to your maternal knees, to confide to you my little secrets, and to entrust them to your maternal heart. Listen, oh my Mama. In looking at the great prodigies that the divine fiat operated in you, I feel it is not given to me to imitate you, because I am little, weak. And then, the tremendous struggles of my existence, which crush me and leave me but a breath of life. My Mama, oh, how I would want to pour my heart into yours, to let you feel the pains that embitter me, and the fear that tortures me, that I may fail to do the divine will. Have pity, O Celestial Mother, have pity. Hide me in your heart, and I will lose the memory of my evils, to remember only to live of divine will. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven, Mother of Jesus. Dearest child, do not fear. Trust your Mama. Pour everything into my heart, and I will take everything into account. I will be your Mama. I will change your pains into light, and will use them to expand the boundaries of the kingdom of the divine will in your soul. And therefore, put everything aside for now and listen to me. I want to tell you what little King Jesus operated in my maternal womb, and how your Mama did not lose even one breath of little Jesus. My child, the little humanity of Jesus kept growing, united hypostatically with the divinity. My maternal womb was so very narrow, dark. There was not a glimmer of light. And I could see him in my maternal womb, immobile, enveloped in a deep night. But do you know what formed this darkness so intense for the infant Jesus? The human will, in which man had voluntarily enveloped himself. And for as many sins as he committed, so many abysses of darkness he formed around and within himself, in such a way that it rendered him immobile to doing good. And my dear Jesus, in order to put to flight the darkness of this night so deep, in which man had rendered himself the prisoner of his own tenebrous will, to the point of losing the motion of doing good, chose the sweet prison of his Mama, and voluntarily exposed himself to the immobility of 9 months. My child, if you knew how martyred was my maternal heart in seeing little Jesus in my little womb, immobile, crying, sighing. His hardened heartbeat palpitated so very strongly, fidgeting with love. He made his heartbeat heard in every heart to ask them, for pity's sake, for their souls, so as to enclose them in the light of his divinity, because for love of them he had voluntarily exchanged light for darkness, so that all might obtain true light in order to reach safety. my dearest child, who can tell you what my little Jesus suffered in my womb? Unheard of and indescribable pains. He was endowed with full reason. He was God and man. His love was so great that he put as though aside the infinite seas of joys, of happiness, of light, and plunged his tiny humanity into the seas of darkness, of bitterness seas, of unhappiness, of miseries, which creatures had prepared for him. And little Jesus took them all upon his shoulders, as if they were his own. My child, true love never says enough. It does not look at the pains, and by dint of pains, it searches for the loved one. And when it lays down its life to give life back to the beloved, then is it content. My child, listen to your mama. See what great evil it is to do your will. Not only do you prepare the night for your Jesus and for yourself, but you form seas of bitternesses, of unhappiness, and of miseries, in which you remain so engulfed as to be unable to escape. Therefore, be attentive. Make me happy by saying to me, I want to do always the divine will. Now listen, my child. Little Jesus, in spasms of love, is in the act of taking the step to come out to the light of the day. His yearnings, his ardent sighs and desires, for he wants to embrace the creature, to make himself seen, and to look at her in order to enrapture her to himself, giving no more respite. And just as one day he put himself on the lookout at the doors of heaven in order to enclose himself in my womb, so is he now in the act of putting himself on the lookout at the doors of my womb, which is more than heaven. And the Son of the Eternal Word rises in the world and forms in it its full midday. So there will be night no longer for the poor creatures, nor dawn nor daybreak, but always sunshine, more than at the fullness of midday. Your mama felt she could no longer contain him within herself. Seas of light and of love inundated me, and just as I conceived him within a sea of light, so within a sea of light he came out of my maternal womb. Dear child, for one who lives of divine will, everything is light, and everything converts into light. Enraptured in this light, I awaited to embrace my little Jesus in my arms. And as he came out of my womb, I heard his first loving wailings. The angel of the Lord placed him in my arms, and I pressed him so very tightly to my heart, and gave him my first kiss. And little Jesus gave me his. Enough for now. Tomorrow I will wait for you again to continue the narration of the birth of Jesus. The soul. Holy Mama, oh, how fortunate you are. You are the true blessed one among all women. Oh, please, for the sake of those joys which you experienced when you pressed Jesus to your breast and gave him your first kiss, I pray you to let me hold little Jesus in my arms for a few instants, that I may give him contentment by saying to him that I swear to love him always, always, and that I want to know nothing but his divine will.